Morning Watch. God's raising up of Deborah as a judge of Israel and as a mother in Israel who practiced the female submission to the man in order to keep God's ordination and bring all of Israel into a proper order under God's kingship and headship. Week 7, Monday. Related verses. Romans 14, verse 9. For Christ died and lived again for this, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Matthew 1, verse 1. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Galatians 3, verse 14. In order that the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. John 1, verse 49. Nathanael answered him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11. Therefore also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should openly confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 5. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. Romans 14, verse 8. For whether we live to the Lord, and whether we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or we die, we are the Lord's. Related reading. In the New Testament, the gospel is presented first with these words, Repent, for the kingdom of the heavens has drawn near. This indicates that the gospel is presented first not in the way of life, as in John, but in the way of the kingdom, as in Matthew. The reason for this is that there is the need of a kingdom, a realm, a sphere, for God to exercise himself to give us his all-inclusive being. Even in John, the gospel of life, we are told that if we are not regenerated, we cannot enter into the kingdom of God. There is the need of a kingdom so that God can exercise himself to dispense himself into us as our life blessing. Therefore, in the gospel, we receive Jesus Christ first not as life, but as the King. If we do not repent and receive the Lord as the King Savior, we cannot have him as the slave Savior, the man Savior, and the God Savior. We need to repent not only because we are sinful, but also because we are rebellious. We are even enemies of God. We need to repent of our rebellion. If we did not rebel, we could not sin. Because we are rebels, we need to repent and receive Christ as our authority, as our sovereign and King, that he may rule in us and over us in God's kingdom. This is the reason that in Matthew 1, verse 1, Christ is presented first not as the son of Abraham for the blessing, but as the son of David for the kingdom. Once there is the kingdom becomes the realm, the sphere, for God to exercise himself to bless us. We may not realize that the blessing requires a sphere of God's authority, a sphere under God's administration. Without such a sphere, there's no way for God to come in to bless us. If we are not under God's administration, receiving him as our sovereign, there is no way for him to bless us. Therefore, in our experience, our Savior, Jesus Christ, must first be the son of David for the kingdom and then the son of Abraham for the blessing. To receive him as the son of David is to recognize his kingly status and to realize that we should be under his kingship and sovereignty. He comes to us not merely as a Savior, but as the King Savior. If he is not the King to us, he cannot be our Savior. If we are not under his authority, his administration, we cannot be saved. Salvation comes to us under his administration, under his kingship. If we say, O Lord Jesus, I take you as my King, we will be saved to the uttermost. If we have Christ as a son of David, the greater Solomon, we will also have him as a son of Abraham, the real Isaac. This means that if we have the kingdom, we will also have the blessing. This is the blessing of life, the blessing of the process trying God, consummated as the all-inclusive Spirit. Many of us can testify that by receiving Christ as our King, we enjoy the process trying God as our blessing. The more we are under the Lord's ruling, the more we enjoy the trying God as our blessing. Matthew 28 verse 19 speaks of the believers being baptized into the trying God, into the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This is the enjoyment of the trying God. As a son of David and as a son of Abraham, Christ brings us into the trying God. As long as we have the son of David and the son of Abraham, we have the trying God and we are in the trying God. This is the divine blessing and the divine kingdom.